pages 14 and 15. True story. A school day in Japan. Ryotaro tells you about her school day in Osaka, a large city in Japan.
It's 6 a.m. and the alarm goes off. I put on my school uniform. I have breakfast, some rice, eggs, soup, and fruit. At 7 a.m., I leave home on my own. I live a long way from school, which is in the center of Osaka. It takes me 45 minutes on the bus and metro to get there without getting lost. But even with all the crowds, I get there okay. Courtesy comes first. When I get to school, I greet my teachers with a bow to show my respect. I also say, Ohayo, hello, to all my friends. In Japan, we wear slippers so that we don't dirty the classrooms. Then I go to the changing room where I put my hat, my coat, and sports clothes away. I'm ready. The classroom is our dining room. At lunchtime, we have lunch in class. First, we distribute the food. I give out cartons of tea. Then I sit down and I say, Itadakimasu. That's how we say thank you before we eat. When we finish, we go and do sport. We have our own game where one of us stands on a stool and has to try to catch the ball when we throw it to them. Sex, work, bed. I finish school at 3:30 p.m. and I go home for tea. But my day isn't over. I go to saxophone lessons, or I study at another school until 9 p.m. I'm working very hard because I'd like to be an ophthalmologist. Before I go to bed, I play with my dog Riri, or I look at my Pokemon cards. The alarm will go off at 6 a.m. again tomorrow. Oyasumi! Good night!